Susie Baker was born in Gary, Indiana, and came to Jacksonville with her parents when she was 15.
Met a Navy man at 19, married him 6 weeks later, and we moved to Oregon, where I lived for 22 years and mostly raised my family. And came back one day, just wanted to go home. I came back with the kids, except one of them. I'm a grandma, so he stayed with his daughter.
Susie's husband had worked on boats, and that was the beginning of a business.
He had a bad back, so he started a boat repair company. He worked for diesel engines, and he couldn't do that anymore. So he put an ad on Craigslist for going boat repair. It took off the first day. And it was mobile, which Jacksonville really needed. There was a lot of boats lined up waiting to get fixed in the middle of summer, and you couldn't go fishing. So we nailed it right there. And the business tripled every year, you know, until I passed.
3 years ago, Susie Baker's husband died suddenly.
He had a heart attack on a Sunday night. He wasn't feeling good, but we didn't have insurance.
Susie was forced to shut down the business immediately.
He was the business, and I just did phone calls and scheduled stuff and hold a flashlight or something, you know?
Susie and her four children were able to move in with her sister.
I hadn't talked to her in 5 years, and she came and she was by my side instantly.
And with the help of her sister and a bigger family, Susie started to rebuild her life.
She was a single mom with two boys at home, two girls gone. We were going to raise the kids together. She made me get up and take a shower every day. I knew that with me, I would either gain weight or I needed to lose weight. I wasn't hungry for a while, and I went with it. I thought it was a gift, so I lost 70 pounds. It took me 6 months. I just got myself together, and I got stronger, and I got my own place, and went back to waitressing, which got me back into the restaurants. It just got me back to going the direction I needed to go.
Several of the many jobs Susie had worked over the years involved food. Recently, she answered an ad for a chef at an assisted living facility in North Florida.
I'm a chef. My boss told me I was a chef. I cooked for senior citizens at a retirement facility back in Oregon. It was my favorite job I ever had. You come to work and you just smile. I kept applying for those jobs and everybody wanted a chef. I put in my application and I wrote a letter with it. I said, I'm not a chef. I've never been a chef. I'm a cook, but I'm a good cook. All I need is a chance. He brought me in for an interview and I was hired the next day. When I was in Oregon, my husband built me a hot dog cart because I wanted one for the weekends because I was a foster mom and I stayed home with my five kids, so I needed to get away. So I went from hot dog lady to chef. That's a pretty good career move.
Susie Baker admits that she's a long way from getting over the loss of her husband and probably will never completely get over it. But that's the direction in which she's headed, and progress is measured in small steps.
Never give up. Never. You never know what tomorrow brings. My husband died. My daughter said, who's going to walk me down the aisle? It's one of the first things she said. And one day she came out of her bedroom. She goes, I've decided something. I said, what? She goes, you can walk me down the aisle. I said, that'll work, baby. And after that, it was different.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.